All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, June 27th. Today's stimulus update is going to be short and sweet. I only have two things to share with you. Yes, only two stimulus updates for you today. The first one has to do with comments made by Republican Senator Jim Inhofe, okay? Senator Inhofe is 85 years old. He's up for re-election again this year. He's going to be 86 this year, and he has been serving in the Senate for over 25 years and in Congress for over 30 years. He said some things about the second stimulus check that I know you all will be interested. Let's play the clip.
More money could soon be on the way for millions of Americans.
It's going to happen, but it's not going to happen yet.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe says the idea of a second stimulus check filled 2 hours of discussion at this week's Senate Republican luncheon. Inhofe says senators are supportive, but are still working on the details.
What you don't want to do is have a reward given to people who don't want to work.
So what did Senator Inhofe say here about a second round of stimulus checks? He said, it is going to happen. It's just not going to happen yet. That's very interesting to me. Because previously this week, all we've heard from Republican senators is, you know, a second stimulus check would be wasteful. We don't need it, blah, blah, blah. Right? So this is the first Republican senator we've heard this week that seems to be supportive of a second round of stimulus checks. Also, keep in mind that all those Republican senators who were mostly negative about a second round of stimulus checks, they didn't come out and say a second round of stimulus checks is not going to happen. They just complained about it, right? They just said, oh, it's not a good idea. I don't think it should happen. This senator, Senator Jim Inhofe, he literally said it is going to happen. So he's the only one that has given a positive confirmation one way or the other about there being a second stimulus check. Of course, just because Senator Inhofe says something, just because Nancy Pelosi wants something, just because Donald Trump says something, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. That's the way our government works. All right. One more thing he said that's interesting is that what you don't want to do is have a reward given to people who don't want to work. So is this regarding the stimulus check? Is this regarding the additional unemployment benefits? I'm not sure. It seems to me that with this statement, he'd probably be going after the $600 FPUC. Right. But again, this statement's very brief and there's not a whole lot we can analyze here just because of the brevity of the statement. If you want to watch the full news clip, they also talked to Republican Senator John Cornyn. I'll put a link down in the description and you can go watch that offsite. All right. Second thing I want to talk about today is former NFL wide receiver Chad Ochocinco Johnson is putting together his own stimulus payment. I've told you about the Andrew Yang stimulus payment before here on the channel. If you missed that, link right up here at the top of my screen. But the latest private stimulus payment works like this. So apparently Ochocinco announced on his Twitter, I'm giving out stimulus checks July 1st if you have Cash App, since Trump wants to keep playing games. And he showed a screenshot of a $250,000 balance in a Cash App account that is apparently to issue stimulus payments to private individuals. So how would you apply for this stimulus payment from Ochocinco? You would basically need to have a Twitter account. It's easy to sign up if you don't have one. I'll put a link below to sign up for Twitter. All you need is an email address. And then you'll have to go to Ochocinco's tweet. I'll put a link to that tweet in the description as well. And basically let him know your cash tag. So you also need the Cash App. If you don't have the Cash App yet, I'll put a link in the description. You will get a $5 bonus if you send $5 to a friend or something like that. And I'll get a $5 bonus too. So everybody wins. Your friend wins. You win. I win. All right. So, yeah. So if you want to check that out, check out the links in the description. And again, just like the Andrew Yang one, I don't know if you're going to get it, right? But it's just the amount of time it takes to actually apply. What's it take you? Like, if you already have Twitter and Cash App, it'll take you like 10 seconds. If you got to set up Twitter and Cash App, it might take you like 5 minutes or something, or 10 minutes. But hey, it's worth a shot, right? It could possibly be free money. I would recommend that you don't just respond to Ochocinco's tweet, which is your cash tag. I would recommend telling him, you know, why you need the money. You know, because obviously only $245,000. He didn't specify how much the stimulus payments would be, but you know, it's not like there's millions there for people to access. So I imagine he would be selective about who he gives his stimulus money to. And obviously those who tend to have a stronger story, you know, talking about your needs or, you know, how this COVID-19 has affected you, would probably have a better chance of getting a piece of that pie. pie. All right, thank you so much for watching. Later today, I will be releasing a video on investing for beginners, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Also, we just posted another video on our family channel this morning. You can check that out right up here. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Hope you have a great, great weekend. It is the final weekend of June. Are you looking forward to July? I am, because that means 2020 is halfway over. All right, everybody. Thanks again. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.